You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who, like Moose, is ready to deliver an Oscar-worthy performance tonight. I am Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Big Brother Canada Monday night. A wild night as Kyle has eventually arrived at nominations of Moose and Steph. A wild week of Big Brother Canada to discuss here with you tonight. Very excited for everybody who is here joining us live. Love to have you here with us on Monday nights, or of course in the podcast version here, with an amazing crew. Will you look at what we have put together here tonight? Jerped is back, 1 year strong. Here we go. Jenny, Rob, Puya, Taryn, back together again to talk Big Brother Canada for the first time in a while. Of course, fresh off of the Joe Millionaire finale. Here's Jenny on him. Jenny, how are you?
Rob, I'm great. I'm so glad you realized that it was the 1 year anniversary of Jerped. It was March 15th of last year that we created this solid alliance. And look at us, 1 year
strong. Going
strong. I'm loving
going
it.
Going strong. Yeah.
Doing Sorry, that's McDonald's.
A lot better.
That's McDonald's slogan. Yeah. Sorry.
Going a lot better than the retreat.
Yes, definitely. Not much could be worse.
Yes.
The thing about it, too, is that it was during Spicy V's HOH that we created Jerped. That was the infamous week. And I feel like very fitting that we're back together for this Wendy's trip.
We're back
There's
together.
Something about is this our fault? Because this got scheduled
what part
before
of it,
Kyle
Jenny?
Was even HOH. Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm just.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Of course, here with us,
wasn't me.
A man that I have, so many of my co-hosts are here tonight. It's a wonderful show. Of course, we just got done talking about 90 Day Fiancé earlier today. It's Puya Zambakili. Puya, how are you?
I'm always going to be good, Rob, when it comes to hanging out with a couple of legends discussing a legendary HOH reign. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is sarcasm on one of them. I'll leave it to the audience to decide which one.
Okay. And then I just got done talking to this man on the Nothing But Netflix podcast with Chappelle. We talked about the Adam Project with this man, the robot. Here is Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm just chilling, eating my Frosty.
Yeah.
That's how I'm doing. Just chilling.
You cut the clip there?
Yeah, because that was the best part, Rob. Mm-hmm. We didn't need the rest of it. Just chilling, eating my Frosty, hanging out with Jerped. I'm as happy as can be.
Yeah.
I'm kicking my feet up.
Okay. All right. We've got a wild ride to talk about here tonight with Kyle's HOH. Of course, we'll put the link for questions in the chat. We'd love to hear your questions here. We'll have a live feed update for sure that you're going to want to stick around for later on. Talk about everything that's going on here on a wild week three of Big Brother Canada. All right. First off, who is this Kyle Moore imposter? Bring back the real Kyle Moore, right?
Go on, Rob. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Where's the that original? Guy?
Yeah. The number one Kyle Moore from Big Brother Canada 9.
Yeah. Our boy, right? The one that's our boy.
It's a double win for your boy.
Your boy. Yeah.
That's the guy that we love. This guy
in history checks out.
Is that how that went?
I think so. I haven't checked recently.
Oh,
right?
That was BB Twitter last year. Everyone was like, oh my God, I'm so glad that the guy we thought was Kyle Moore being cast on BB TN9 is not him. I'm so glad we got this one.
That guy has his head on straight.
Yeah, he runs his own Big Brother games, Big Brother Camping. He's such a fan of the show. He's working with the underdogs. Yeah, Kyle Moore, great.
Yeah, yeah. And the Rose Show. It's all good stuff.
Cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so, yeah, wild night. Poor Moose.
Poor Moose, man. He did the cardinal sin in the Big Brother Canada 10 house. You can't ever do this or you will be in trouble.
I'm going to kick my feet up.
No, don't kick your feet. What did Betty try to tell everyone last week? Don't kick your feet up.
Don't do it.
It's no good.
Yeah.
It's no good.
Yeah. Boy, it really all just... that Moose got called into the room, and then that was it. He went from not being a target to he was so good.
Well, Rob, keep in mind, this was all part of Kyle's master plan. He most definitely knew when he started having that conversation with Steph that he was eventually going to call up Moose and get him.
Yeah,
so this was, trust me, this was all part of the plan. He knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so from there, that was it. Once he saw that Oscar-worthy performance, it is Oscar season.
Listen to his awe.
Oh my gosh. What Moose is doing, this is an award-winning performance.
Mm-hmm.
He was moved.
I'm beginning to think these two don't have a degree in sport media and this is both theater.
Theater or cinema.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the DR performances are like, okay, in the preseason, when we found out that Kyle Moore was cast, we saw him on the commercial. I put out a tweet. I said, gimme more. And Kyle said, you know what, Jenny?
Say less.
I'm going to give you the most.
Yeah.
All of it.
And he's giving us the most. He's no longer Kyle Moore. He's Kyle Most. Mm-hmm. And the DRs, I just like something about as soon as the episode started, it was just like there was something different about him. And it did not stop the entire time. Like he's next level. He's doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
He's your boysing us.
Yeah.
That's how you know you've gone down a dark road.
Yeah.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Right out the gate. Yeah. The minute you're saying your boy, no one's claiming the boy. It's over.
Hey, mm-hmm. Coming to you live. It's your boy. We're talking BB Can 10. Let's go. Kick your feet up.
Yeah, that would be Rob's villain origin.
Oh!
No.
Now, he's only seen the Big Brother Canada, though. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know about Paul.
That's what I'm saying.
I do have a theory, though. I have a theory that friendship. Kyle watched
your boy
perhaps all of the BB Can, and sorry, I'm so distracted. And then he maybe had enough time to start BB 23. He got to Frenchie's HOH week, couldn't finish it before he got sequestered. And I think that someone trolled him and said, oh yeah, Frenchie ended up winning BB 23.
Oh.
So this is what he's decided to model his HOH week after. He's like, I saw this guy doing work in the first week and he ended up taking the bag home. So this is what he learned from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was found on Twitter. He did all his, he was like, what's another player that came from Twitter, the BB Twitter streets that I should try to emulate? And then everyone's like, oh, you should see the last guy, Frenchie. Wow, that was incredible. And he was like, oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. Frenchie highlights on YouTube. The Dan's funeral, redux. I don't remember what it was called. We're putting up people. We're making alliances. Frenchie's kisses. Let's do this. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
No, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Your boy.
Your boy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's something to it. He's modeling something after this HOH reign. And my theory is that he didn't finish the season. He thought this was a winning strategy.
It's a good theory. Yeah.
I love a good theory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's I'm not talk calling about them conspiracies anymore.
Yeah. theories. They're just theories. No. Just theories. Yeah.
Theory.
Yeah. All right. You doing okay, Puya?
I'm doing good. Right? It's been a long, like, 72 hours. These, like, I said this to you earlier today, but I'm still shaken by the fact that Taryn and I did a live feed update Friday, and by 1:30 p.m., that live feed update did not matter. Mm-hmm. Everything we did that night meant nothing. And, like, times out by, it's been like 3 days, 4 days of this. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah. This rain has been wild.
Right. I was needing to catch up for the podcast tonight. And Puya told me, you know, just you don't even listen to the update that Taryn and I did on Friday. Just start with Saturday this week.
No, also skip Saturday, actually.
Yeah. If you're behind by like even like 6 hours, it's already expired.
I mean, genuinely, like to obviously listen tonight for the spoiler section. But if you really want to know what happened, just tune into the roundtable tomorrow where we will probably give the best summary of everything that happened. Because, man, you're in for like 6 hours of content if you go back.
Yeah, Taryn, is that going to be the longest roundtable of the season, you reckon, tomorrow?
We'll see.
We'll see.
I will say that I missed Thursday's episode live because I was watching the finale of Joe Millionaire. And I, you know, I didn't catch it over the weekend, and I was like, I gotta catch up. I gotta, you know, watch Thursday's episode. And then I listened to the podcast after, and wow, is that hilarious in hindsight, the reactions to Kyle HOH. You're like, okay, it's a classic Derek HOH. It's gonna be pretty boring. How's Target? Keep smooth sailing. Like,
straightforward.
Easy. It was really fun to listen to that in hindsight.
Kyle Moore has been preparing for this. He didn't just come to play Big Brother Canada 10. He came to make All-Stars, okay?
Yeah, he wants to be he's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll say this. He's definitely going, he's top of the Kyle list of returnees. He's got that role locked up. If they're like, we need a Kyle for the All-Star season, Kyle BB Canton, come on down for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, Taryn, you know what I'm going to predict for tomorrow? Melissa hasn't forgotten you made her pick her own draft order, and then she picked Kyle first. So get ready to get an earful out of that.
Mm-hmm. So it was people blaming me for their own draft picks. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were very much moosing it up on Thursday night. Like, oh man,
I am chilling.
Just chilling.
I'm gonna kick my feet
kicking
up.
Our feet up. We were like, this is gonna be easy. I was like, I'm gonna have a great weekend. I'm gonna get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no touching grass for Taryn.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's talk. So Kyle is the HOH. Of course, you know, Betty, she really wanted it, but it's Kyle's, and Kyle is very pumped up to win the HOH. Now, I'm wondering, did Kyle call his shot here? Here's Kyle talking about his HOH reign.
This week, my priority is going to be setting myself up for the long run in this game. You got to make people a little bit nervous. You got to put people on their toes. People have to see you as a threat that they don't want coming after them. Thus, they won't come after you. Every red-blooded human should be nervous in this house with me in the HOH room.
No lies detected.
Yeah, let me just check. Yep. I'm also nervous.
Yeah. Everybody needs to be nervous. Everybody needs to think they're a target. Every red-blooded human in this house needs to be worried that they're going on the block.
Where did this man come from? Like, what happened? What happened to him? He was once a sweet boy. It's just a sweet boy on BB Twitter. We scooped him up like a little baby bird. And look what happened.
Jenny, he's a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
He's a bad
boy. I'm a bad boy.
Yucky.
Who's the non-red-blooded human in the cast? That's what I want to know. Right?
It's thinker.
I don't know what he was going for.
I mean, maybe he was referring to the ice in my veins alliance, right?
Which is harder to do with a six.
All of the ice in the veins will not have to, but then that would have turned out false because they should have been worried.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So Kyle is working on his thing. Jess, they're worried that they could be potentially going up on the block during a Kyle HOH. Of course, there was the Hinkie vote this week, which was cast by Herman.
Yes. Do we know, you know what we call Herman in the feeds, Rob?
I'm not called Stir the Pot Poppy for no reason.
Stir the Pot Poppy.
Yeah.
We had Poutine Poppy, and now we've got Stir the Pot Poppy.
Stir the Pot Poppy.
STPP.
Really rolls off the tongue, that one. Yeah. EP always pulls through, Rob. You know this.
I think that's too many characters for a Twitter username, so I don't know if that's...
EP always pulls through.
Sorry, what were you saying, Jenny? Man. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that's gonna play on Twitter if that's what he wants his handle to be. I think it's too many characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So Stir the Pot Poppy stirred the pot, put a hinky vote on Jess, and people are worried, okay, maybe it's gonna be Jess potentially going up on the block. This is what Jess doesn't like about Big Brother.
Yes, I like watching the shady people get taken out by the good people.
Like, how boring. It's so boring. The big group just does whatever they want again this week. It's so boring.
Jess, little advice, okay? Don't call the house guest boring.
Okay? Don't do it.
Doesn't help. Never
don't
pays
do
off.
It. Don't do it, Jess.
Don't go down that road.
You don't have to go down the road I did, Jess.
There are other words.
Mm-hmm.
Or just nothing at all.
You don't have to call them boring.
No better. Yeah. Between boring and also like
you just had to be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing calling people good people in the house, Jess? Come on. You know better than that.
Yeah. Okay. There was a great moment in the game or in the show tonight where is this where actually, you know, I'm jumping ahead. There's a lot of great stuff. Sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
It's packed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This is it. Yeah. When Jess is talking to Betty and Josh rolls up, and they're commiserating about how the Kyle's HOH is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh wants to roll his head off of his body to not experience the HOH room of Kyle.
How would that work? How would that? I feel like.
Like rolling. I can imagine twisting your head off your body, snapping it, rolling it is like what I'm trying to.
I don't know how you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it starts with an eye roll from like left to right.
Oh, here we go.
Wind it up, then you go.
Yeah, whole. You put your back into it, and before you know it, your head is off your body.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Yeah. Okay, we get Kyle's HOH room. It's going to be a great week. He's got so much great stuff. Wendy's, pictures of his family, and food, and a new look. Jenny, what'd you think of Kyle's new look?
I'm so glad you asked, Rob, because you knew I had an opinion.
Yes?
I didn't like it. And I need to see it again, but I didn't think the pants... looked right. The mm-hmm. pants looked a little awkward. I have a real thing for like ill-fitting pants. Mm-hmm. The pants didn't seem right. Like that color of top didn't do anything mm-hmm. for his complexion.
Yeah.
You know? And Kyle's not an unattractive boy. Our young
bad
man.
Bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
He's a dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
I'm getting very uncomfortable. but yeah, I just don't think it also just didn't look like something he would wear.
Yeah.
Like at all.
Looked like something Marty might wear.
Yeah, maybe they just like they had picked a couple outfits for Marty. They're like, they're the same ish size, like just hand me downs. They had
did you go did you get over to Winners to grab Kyle's outfit?
Oh
yes, I definitely did. What did I grab for Marty? Yeah, see, it's this. This is for Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now they're here for Father Boy. It works out.
Okay. Jess has a great conversation with Kyle. And they come in and they're saying, okay, Kyle, listen, I had a vision coming into this house. And Kyle is like, he's way into this.
He's so smart.
Yeah. He's loving this. He's eating it up.
He loves it so much. He's eating it up. He says something very insightful. He says,
Jeff, we're both dogs. We're dogs.
Yes.
Yes.
We're dogs.
Yes.
Yes.
Inspiring music in the background. We're just dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Did we get from Jess, did they make this up? Is this fan fiction that they had a vision about a man with broad shoulders that was good? Because it was so good if they did.
I don't think so, to be honest. Because they also said that they had a vision of essentially, I don't remember what the description was, but of Jay, that Jay would be in the house. And I think that
Jess has all the spoilers.
Well, there you go. I mean, this really brings me back to like, Caitlin, BB20, mm-hmm. My psychic told me that I was going to run into, essentially Tyler, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is true. Yep.
Exactly. So, I think they were being genuine here, but at the same time, obviously, they're using this to advance themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Jess won over Kyle. They have a big hug. Jess, again, has done it. I mean, every HOH starts with, all right, we're going to put Jess on the block this week. And they do a great job of winning over the HOH every week.
Ultimately,
dog power.
The good news is when a lot of people are expecting and want you up, you as the HOH, you can always assume, well, someone else can do that. If I have someone else I'm looking at, I could potentially go that way. Maybe I can bring them into work with me. And I think Jess has done a good job in that the last two HOHs now has communicated with them, has put it out there for them that I am not coming after you.
Yeah.
And they've ate it up. So
they're the first one up there in the HOH's ear saying like, look, all right, what do you do? Don't come after me. And like, why? I know that wouldn't make any sense. And of course, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing what everybody expects me to do.
And this kind of this is one of the things that really reminded me of the Frenchie HOH is that like there were quite a few times, at least how it was packaged with the DRs in this episode, where Kyle has a conversation with someone and then we get the DR of him being like, they're making a lot of good points. Like Jess is really, really onto something. Like this could be something. And it brought me back to Frenchie having that conversation with Brent Champagne.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then suddenly was like, you know what? No, I can't go after this guy. This is a great guy.
Brent is actually my best friend.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
That, it was shades of that. Absolutely to me.
Yeah. Brent Champagne is going to be on the BB23 cruise. Have you seen this?
That cruise looks like throw me overboard.
Get the slop, off season slop going to talk about the cruise.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Slop bucket to vomit in because you're seasick.
That's the HOH that Derek X won, right? Was that the boat?
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Where everyone's vomiting off?
Oh,
yep.
Oh yeah! It was right there.
Is Derek X going to be on the cruise?
No, I don't think so. I think he's busy. I think he's busy.
Opportunity. Yeah.
Bigger things.
Yeah,
we did miss the portion of the episode where Kyle let us know how he was feeling about the HOH that he won. He was saying,
I'm doing just fine. The kid's doing just fine. I'm doing just fine.
Yeah.
You good?
How do you think he's doing?
I'm doing just fine.
I think he's doing just fine.
And, you know, I know that everyone's like, okay, he's 23. Like, he's not a child. He just called himself the kid. Mm-hmm. So this is from, that's Kyle selling himself as a young chap, okay? That's not us.
Yeah.
He says the kid.
Hey, it's your boy, the kid, and I'm doing just fine right now.
And I'm a dog. I'm a kid.
I'm a dog.
Got a lot going on. trying a lot of things. Throttle.
They call me Stir the Pot Poppy.
Before we got Kyle's HOH room reveal, everybody was eating dinner. Did you catch, I believe this is Kevin saying this.
I love broccoli and I love cauliflower, but mm-hmm. I don't like them in a salad.
I like what you said about broccoli.
Yeah. You ever notice that broccoli are just like small trees?
Mm-hmm.
I am actually on Kevin's side with this.
Yes.
I don't like a raw broccoli or cauliflower, especially in a salad.
Yes. What is it that, what did he say?
I love broccoli and I love cauliflower, but mm-hmm. I don't like them in a salad.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'll take a cooked broccoli.
Yeah.
And
yeah. That's what Kevin, yeah. Salad.
Yeah. Sauteed. But like, we'll take those. Saying,
no, none of them in a salad at all.
Yeah. Cauliflower isn't doing a lot. I don't mind broccoli. I like broccoli in a salad.
Taryn, are you saying you want cooked broccoli and cauliflower in a salad?
Why not?
So are the other vegetables in the salad cooked?
I don't know. You have
raw lettuce and like a cucumber. And
yeah, I don't know if I want warm veggies in the salad.
It doesn't have to be warm. It's just cooked up broccoli, store it away, put it in your thing.
It's cooked and then cold.
I don't know. Taryn, whatever you want to do. Me.
Mm-hmm. Your culinary.
I have warm salads all the time. I've what's wrong with the warm salad?
You're a hot salad guy, eh?
I don't know.
I mean, can I just put this out there? A cauliflower thinks it's doing a lot, is thinking it's out there, it's killing it. Cauliflower, you're not all that. You're just mm-hmm. okay. And you need to come to terms with that. You really do.
You could use it in a lot of different ways. I don't really want to get into the whole thing, but you could cauliflower rice. You ever get into that?
Cauliflower has uses as like
for has utility.
Like
gluten-free yeah.
folk like yeah. me. Yeah. Like cauliflower pizza is actually like one of the better gluten-free crusts. Okay. But cauliflower itself, it ain't ish.
You feel me. We're losing the plot. We're losing the plot.
Are we?
Yeah.
This is a very major storyline.
We have Kyle's whole HOH to talk about.
The kid has had it with the food talk. We move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob's like, okay, we got that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's take a listen to where Jason Betty are talking about things. They're talking about how they are working together. Jace has a relationship with Gino, but Jace would cut Gino before the final two.
I would love it.
Good to know. And they are.
I mean, easy to say now, but
yeah,
I have the week three
to believe it. But you know, at least you're saying it.
Easy to do in week three.
Started making mm-hmm. out. So you know, like if you're continuing that all the way to final two, I'm thinking by then feelings have progressed. It might be a little bit harder. Easy to say right now, but mm-hmm. I'd love to see it. I would love to see it.
Okay, and there's plenty of talk about how that they want to see a woman win the season, especially in season 10.
Yes.
It's round number.
10 more than any other season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, across the board.
Specifically, the season that they are on is the most important.
That's the one they're on.
That's the most important. Okay. But Betty needs to not go up on the block, okay? So Betty goes to Kyle. Has a talk with Kyle. How is Betty doing winning over Kyle?
So this is, I think overall, this is a very good episode. I think it works really well. I think it's also like strangely accurate for Big Brother Canada. Like this felt like it could have been a BBUS episode in terms of like its accuracy. This is probably the biggest inaccuracy in that this conversation had nothing to do with Betty staying or going. Mm-hmm. In fact, they left out a conversation that happened after this one where Kyle was like, so yeah, you are going up on the block, which is why she was so convinced that she was going up on the block because he had told her she was then didn't say she wasn't. And so if there's anybody that had anything, like if there's ever a situation where somebody didn't have anything to do with not going on the block, it's somebody who didn't even know they weren't going up on the block. And that was Betty this week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, we got the DRs from Betty through that conversation being like, I'm spilling all this stuff at Kyle and he's just staring at me blankly like, I think I'm going on the block, which seemed so strange when paired with the Kyle DR where he was like, yeah, Betty's making some points, which makes me think that was later. That was they were like, hey, do you want to like do a little DR about how, you know, Betty was making some good points up in the HOH room, when that wasn't actually how he felt at that time. It didn't seem to go with how that actual conversation took place.
Mm-hmm. Betty, I think, is bringing some big main character energy to Big Brother Canada episodes that I feel like that in the week since she went up on the block, I feel like that they really started leaning on her a lot.
Business B.
This is Business B. Let's get it.
Business B.
It's an interesting direction they've gone. But I think we always knew whoever was going to not end up on the block was going to get some kind of edit this way. And I think a bunch of us did think, myself included, I thought Steph was going to not end up on the block that night. Because, Rob, there was one constant pretty much that whole night that was, well, Betty's on the block. Who's the second person on the block? So for that to all go whirlwind and then come back to Betty not being on the block, Betty does end up getting the featured slot here. She's delivering. I'm enjoying seeing her on the show, but I do feel surprised that that is what they've done with Betty being, you know, more of the in the top half of people who are getting confessionals and like, you know, some edit airtime.
Yeah.
BB Can is going to BB Can. Yeah. And mm-hmm. the person who's in the worst spot in the house will get the majority of the airtime.
Yes.
That's just a given.
They do that. They definitely do that. Okay. So, all right. So Kyle's going to talk to Moose. All right. Here's where things start to get interesting. Okay. So Moose Kyle's running out of names. What do we do? Kyle tells us, by the way, FYI, I know Moose. They know each other.
They know each other.
Yeah. Okay, no big deal. Moose says, what about Steph?
Yeah, it's a great idea. I've heard from a lot of people that they don't love Steph, which is true. A lot of people don't like Steph in that house. There's really, and this is a point that was made, that she really doesn't have anybody other than Kyle and the Retreat Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Makes her very easy
mm-hmm.
to take out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause who's going to be mad at it? But themselves.
Yeah.
The people in the alliance. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the audience who has her in the draft.
Look, the audience has a rough time in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the audience would be okay with this one.
Mm-hmm.
How's
Dominic feeling?
Yeah. He hasn't watched Big Brother Canada since the premiere. Yeah.
And I think against the options that Kyle cycles through, I think that, you know, the audience, aside from their draft picker, is probably okay with Steph going.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. All right. So Kyle sits down with Jace. Let's her know. Okay. Steph is going to be nominated. Okay. Jace is a little worried. Are you sure there's no guys alliance in the house?
I really don't want to look dumb. So just promise me that that's not what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is very big. Like, you're not a cop, right? Like, you'd have to tell me.
Mm-hmm. It's entrapment. If you don't tell me and you make me look a fool, it's entrapment, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also is like smiling, like while he's like, there is no guys alliance. Like, it's so
what are you talking about? Hey, listen, Jenny, it was an award-winning performance. All right.
They teach that in sport media school. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It was an SB caliber performance.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So Kyle finally is going to sit down with Steph. All right. Steph, it's not looking good.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you want a recap of how this went on the feeds, it went... yeah, Steph, you're going up.
That's wild.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's wild.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know you're in an alliance with me.
That's wild.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is wild, I know.
That's wild.
Okay.
Where's Moose?
And more yelling.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kyle does kind of throw Moose's name under the bus here, which then immediately blows up into where Steph starts looking for Moose.
Yeah. And of course, we're going to see in this very episode that he's going to claim that this was all according to plan, that it was a gamble, but it paid off.
Yeah.
And so knowing that he says that, I'm watching his face as Steph runs down and he looks terrified.
Yeah, he did the Kevin McAllister, hands on the cheek and everything. Like, he just put aftershave on. I was like, yeah, you did not plan this, okay? You did not see this happening.
I'm about to get caught. Luckily, Moose is actually loyal to Kyle, and so he covers for him in the conversation.
Yeah,
full.
Oh, man. Too well.
But
too well.
Steph meant business. She went downstairs, and Moose said, oh, hey, hold on, I'm cooking food. She said, I don't care about the food.
I loved that. He's like, there's food being made.
Yeah, respect the food.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get cold.
Think of the food. What's gonna happen
cold
to it?
Cooked broccoli? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except for Taryn.
Whose broccoli stays warm for more than like 30 seconds? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get it while it's hot, baby.
Okay, so now we get Moose in there, and this was the Oscar caliber performance where he tells her, no, this is not right. Okay. I did not say anything about you.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you talking about? That would be so dumb. Why would I do that? Why would I tell you I trust you and then go around and say that you're going to take a shot at somebody? Like, I was just talking to Kyle. Kyle, what are you saying? What are you saying I said? So I was talking to Kyle. I was just saying, like, hey, I'm going over relationship that he was willing to talk to me about. And I was, you know, going over those options and expressing what I would have done. Listen, if I was HOH, I would not have put you on the block, Steph. That is not the move that I would have made. And he just boom, 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 boom. And just like that, it's all settled.
Wow.
Hugs and everything.
Yeah. That guy really knows how to talk his way out of a confrontation.
Ooh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. What Moose is doing, this is an award-winning performance.
What is that voice Kyle's putting on? I didn't like it.
That's his award-winning performance.
Yeah, let me hear that again.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What Moose is doing, this is an award-winning performance.
Oh my gosh.
It's put on because he said this about 15 times in the house at this point.
Yes.
And he's trying to act like this is the first time he said it.
Yes. It's kind of like my Lil voice. Oh my gosh. Like, you said you were going to let me know. It was an award-winning performance.
I can't imagine there was ever a world where we would be making a Lil Morris Kyle Moore.
You go.
Mm-hmm.
He's the youngest Kyle Moore of the two. Lil Kyle Moore. Done.
Mm-hmm. Lil Kyle Moore. Gosh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Moose.
How could you? Man.
Okay. All right. Moose says, much love, homies. Walks off. And Kyle can't believe this. He's got a lot to think about. When he goes for some Wendy's, and we're picking up another Kevin to go to Wendy's. All right, here we go. Kevin, back to the spicy chicken sandwich. And
it's a mainstay.
Vintage.
Kyle Moore orders grilled Caesar salad.
This was shocking to me.
Yeah.
Because the way that Kyle has conducted his HOH week, you would expect him to be like if Kyle's HOH week could be if there was a metaphor for that with his Wendy's order, like you'd think that he would be like, oh, I'm lactose intolerant, but I'm having two Frosties. I'm going to have some chili cheese fries. Like I'm looking at the things that are really going to upset my stomach. Like I really expected something a lot wilder than the grilled. He didn't go for the breaded chicken. This man
well,
goes
he
for the
is a pescatarian.
That's not chicken.
What? No,
vegetarian.
That's fish.
Yeah. So why is he having a grilled chicken salad?
No, there was no chicken. Did we say chicken?
He said, I think he said grilled Caesar. Maybe take the chicken off.
What's grilled then?
The broccoli.
They're grilling the lettuce. It's a hot salad. Oh my goodness.
The Taren special. Hot salad.
What are you doing?
Hot ranch.
Oh.
Yeah. Nick in my Twitter mention says, this monster ordered a salad.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, the way that this man has been acting, I'm expecting him to like gluttonous. Like, I want a bit of this, even if it's bad for me. Like, I don't care about, like, get me some Pepto-Bismol later. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. No, a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, genuinely, he's going to talk about this multiple times on the feeds throughout the last few days. He is having a very difficult time with his stomach. He's feeling like he's going to throw up because he's so nervous about talking to all these people about like, having to tell Betty she's going on the block, having to tell Steph she's going on the block, not telling Betty she's not going on the block, not telling Moose that he's going on the block, but having to talk to him after. He's feeling very, very nervous. He's feeling like he's going to throw up. He's explained that, you know, he's had nothing's coming out. It's not a good time.
Okay. Didn't need to know that.
Nothing's coming out.
I think it helps explains.
Listen,
the grilled Caesar salad.
If Taren knows, we all have to know. That's the rule.
Mm-hmm. I think it explains the verbal diarrhea that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's backed up in another spot.
Got it. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense now. Story checks out.
Got to find a way out somehow.
Okay, so we see Kyle go to pick up his Wendy's order from John Party. Winner of Big Brother Canada 2. Last week, we had Jillian, winner of Big Brother Canada 1. So John Party is going to give Kyle some advice for Kyle Moore.
Don't let this HOH power go to your head.
Okay.
Make sure you use this week to form alliances, to
check.
Build bonds.
Yep.
Make sure that you are focused on the big picture.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. He's doing all of that. Big picture. He's definitely not just making himself a massive target for week 4.
Mm-hmm.
No, big
mm-hmm.
picture is taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, all these new alliances that are definitely secure.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure after this, after he heard that from John Party, don't let it go to your head. He was saying, don't worry, don't worry.
I'm doing just fine. The kid's doing just fine. I'm doing just fine.
Yeah. He's not so much Big Brother Canada 2 John Party. He's more at like celebrity net fights John Party. Who did he fight? I don't even remember.
He was the Fessy hunter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His shoulder came out. Yeah, like Daniel Strunk.
That was part of the joke.
Yeah.
All hype and then.
Yeah. Okay. So not dissimilar. Okay. All right. So for some reason, also, Kyle starts, just pouring his heart out to Kevin Puya. This was wild, right?
Yeah. Kyle is an oversharer. We have learned this. I've said this, you know how as podcasters, we try and fill in a silence if someone doesn't say anything because mm-hmm. you don't want there to be any moments. Kyle is very much like that in real life. But when he feels the silence, he doesn't like use a segue. He just tends to keep talking until someone stops him. And he says too much, Rob. He's given too many people ammunition, information, TMI. It's not been great for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin's over there feeling special. Like, man, I'm getting all this information. This is great. Meanwhile, Kyle's telling everybody.
He's hitting mm-hmm. the send all. You know, when you get a text from the send all, it might feel good in the moment until you find out. Then you're sad about it.
Yeah. All right. And Kevin's just sitting there enjoying his Frosty.
I'm just chilling, eating my Frosty, and Kyle's giving me all this information that might freeze his game over later.
I love Kevin, but that was a stretch. That was
exactly.
That was a stretch.
I had not heard that on the episode.
I was like,
I'm just chilling, eating this Frosty, and I'm hoping that Kyle's game is going to freeze over.
Yeah, that's a very common phrase in Big Brother. Oh, I hope my game doesn't freeze over. Everyone's always saying that.
Yeah.
This is in the first half.
Great moment. And that's why this was the
best Wendy's date of all time.
Yeah, of all time.
I mean, does this track? Can we remember a better Wendy's date?
I can't.
You think he just means for himself?
Yeah, I think for himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Wendy's dates
How
have
many
not
other
gone
Wendy's
well
dates has he had?
If I'm his partner, I'm like offended. I'm like, remember that time we went to Wendy's?
We shared a Baconator.
We were in a great mood. Yeah. We shared a Frosty. We're dipping the fries in it. That meant nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Kyle was better.
Mm. Best Wendy's date of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. After we get done with Wendy's, okay. So Kyle's going to start telling everybody the plan. Okay. Hey, Herman, guess what? We're taking out Moose.
Oh, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Send help, somebody!
Yes. Yes, stir the pot, Poppy.
The pot is too stirry now. I'm out. I want out of this pot, please. I did not know what I was getting into.
Yep.
Unstir the pot. Poppy.
Can't. It's too late. It's already been stirred.
And not unstir the pot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Kyle is now going to bring in T, Gino, and Summer. And it looks like that Tanisha injures herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Was it her foot?
It's her knee.
Oh, that was very relatable. I'm really bad at taking corners. I have like really bad depth perception when taking corners. Like that was deeply relatable.
Yeah. And then she was like limping away at the end too.
Yeah. I liked it.
Like, is she okay?
Pass out? Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait. Okay. I got news for you. It's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So Kyle is basically going to give the plan to the other members of the seven or the six about what's going on with Moose. Now, we did get a flashback where Moose apparently did say he would put up T and Herman if he won HOH.
Yeah, it's weird that they flashback because that was from last week and he actually had said it that very day, like a couple hours previous to that conversation. So I don't know why they used the clip. And it was even more like blatant and obvious in that more recent clip. So I don't know why they needed to go back a few days. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Because Moose is loyal to Kyle over the seven. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he is giving them all the plan. And so Kyle explains how he leaked the name Moose to Steph so she would call Moose so he could come up there and what was the last part of the plan? And so he could see how good of a liar Moose was?
Yeah, just see what he does.
Testing.
How he handles it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Handles it real good.
And
bit
he
of a gamble,
definitely,
but it paid off.
He definitely brought up Moose's name before Steph. It definitely wasn't Steph that said Moose's name and then Kyle says, oh, Moose was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was right ahead of it.
Yeah. Now, Taryn, you did call your shot on the update and said that, okay, this scene will be in the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good. It's so good.
My degree is not in English. It is in sport media.
It's the same voice again. It's that same VR voice.
That's his Oscar. He's working his way up to what's like a level below Oscar because
Golden Globe.
Yes,
yeah, he feels Globe threatened by Moose's Oscar worthy performance. So he's working on it. I loved the way that he's like so intensely like tapping the table in front of him. It's not in English. It's in sports media. Like,
but he says it. Singular. Is that correct?
Sports media, yeah.
Sport media?
Yeah, I thought he said sport
media.
It's
just the one sport, yeah.
Just
yeah.
A single sport media.
Can you play it one more time, Taryn?
Yep.
My degree is not in English. It this in sport media.
Sport media.
I can confirm because I do know the school that they went to.
Mm-hmm. Ryerson.
It is Ryerson University. It is actually like a unique program. I know there was like a lot of like discourse about like, is this really a big deal that like they took the same program? But it is a unique BA.
Yeah, it does.
It was the first of its kind, right?
Sport media. It is the first of its kind in North America. Mm-hmm. Sport media.
A sport media student receives practical hands-on education, production, sport, entertainment, management, journalism, theory, and marketing. Okay, so there you go.
Brand new. We dropped the S.
Yeah.
Okay. We're geniuses. And it's been said before, like the reason he's dropping it like that is not that he's trying to say that being in sport media is some kind of like, I'm a secret mathematician, but that this is sort of a prelude to I know Moose. The hilarity is in the delivery, which is so overly dramatic that to make it seem as though sport media is something very important. It's not in English. It's in sport media.
Mm-hmm. Why did he lie about his area of concentration?
To hear Moose tell it, when Moose entered the game and was like, hey, Kyle was like, we cannot tell a soul. Now I have to say that I have a different major because they'll know. And that's why when he's like, it's in sport media, he's expecting them to all go, oh, so you know Moose.
Yes.
And I think that's what the pause is. And he's like, so Moose and I have had like classes together. Like we know each other. And then they're still like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And so we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is supposed to instantly know that, like, because they have the same degree, that they somehow know each other. He really thought that they were going to make that connection right away. And they were not there. And then even when the connection was made, it was like, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And now you're just completely throwing this guy under the bus.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Great. The one person you had a pre-existing connection with. Stand-up guy, very loyal, 10 out of 10.
So Summer asked the question of, well, do you think that maybe when you called him up there, maybe he was just like deflecting to cover for you?
Yeah, but like not really.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
That would be ridiculous of him. That would be ridiculous of him to try and like help me out. Mm-hmm. No.
Yes. The yeah, but not really. The response that is, you are completely correct, and I have no idea how to tell you that I don't think I believe it, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a Kyle thing.
But not really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We get this in the conversation with Steph, too, where she was like, yeah, like, I trusted you so much. And he's like, yeah, I know you did, but also not really. I'm skeptical. It's like, well, what is it?
Yeah,
this is like he's a big yeah, not really.
Yeah, but guy. But not really. Okay. So
yeah, it's like hey, Taryn, is Kyle doing well in his HOH? Yeah, but not really.
Not really. Yeah. No. Then also, Summer was not won over by Kyle through all this.
Kyle, you are a 23-year-old boy, and you are a mess, a hot mess.
Like a hot salad.
Hot old messy salad.
Hot messy salad, yeah.
Did she say you're 23-year-old your boy?
Yes, I think that is what she was trying to say.
23-year-old your boy.
Your boy. Yeah. Okay. There's some talk. Herman and Gino, they can't believe what's happening.
He's King Kyle.
King Kyle.
I don't think Gino spoke this whole episode, to be quite fair.
He was there. He was there.
But that conversation between Herman and Gino, is like one of like the few people that's kind of just like keeping his mouth shut and just like letting Kyle do his thing and like still kind of supporting him. But like Gino was just there listening to Herman be like, how do we get out of this? We're going to have our alliances exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gino's just like, what, are you not on the Kyle train? We're all on the Kyle train.
Okay, so the Huskies go to the living room, and so there is a Bel Air Direct safety from Canada. Now, is this a weekly twist in the season, or was this a one-time thing?
One-time thing, yeah.
Like, yeah, this is Bel Air's time to get their sponsorship content out there.
Okay, I'm so confused here about this. This did not seem like this was very like hyped up. They just said, like, okay, Canada, you can vote to save one player one time, and this was it. And they picked Marty?
Yeah, but that's why, like, I'm actually so happy with how they did this, which is, like, they gave it, like, 2 minutes. I was worried it would be, like, a whole 15-minute affair when it had zero impact because it went to Marty. So it was a big, just, like, wah, wah, like, okay.
I forget, was the reveal of that as close to the nominations as it was edited?
At least an hour or so.
It seemed like the lighting didn't change because the lights went all like intense for that reveal, like it does for the nominations ceremony. It's like very, very intense.
Yeah. Any reveal. They broke after the safety thing.
And it's Marty.
Hey, babe. I am here to play Big Brother.
That sounds like a Kermit impression.
I'm here to play Big Brother Canada. Thank you. You have safety.
Like that particular clip is so Kermit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rob's impression of him was Kermit at one point.
But yeah, no, Marty gets the vote. I mean, this was talked about obviously on the Thursday recap, and then we speculated a little bit on the Friday morning update. But the East Coast representation was strong with Marty. So it was always, he was always going to be on the short list for anything that comes his way. And the interesting test here was just, is the internet vote going to dent the casual vote?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
Not even close.
Yeah. Who was the internet vote focused on?
That's part of the problem is that I would say
it's like hurting cats.
Primarily Betty.
Because, a lot of Betty support.
Because Betty was the guaranteed nomination.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it was focused on Betty.
Chaos.
But I do think that there was some pull for Josh, like could Josh be in trouble? There was pull for Jess because Jess was a potential nominee. And I think there might have even been like a last minute pull for Steph after she was told she would go up and she was like, oh my God,
that's wild.
I think the online contingent split the votes a bit, but, you know, given the history of these votes, I don't think it would have mattered anyway.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Moose and Steph, you're nominated. What? What is this? Why? Why do you like this? Yeah.
Betty's face during the nominations was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Big surprise.
She's shocked. Moose did not know. But he definitely takes it for on the chin, just like, all right, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What are you stupid?
Yeah.
I guess I'll go up.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so Moose and Steph. Steph's not going to forget it that Kyle did this to her.
Yeah, nor should she.
Yeah, as it should be. You do not forget this at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone is going to forget this week. They are all traumatized from this HOH, Taryn included.
No, Taryn.
All feedsters.
Yeah. Are you doing okay, Taryn?
I'm doing fine, Kyle. I actually love your HOH. You're amazing.
Send help, somebody.
Definitely love it. You're great.
I just cannot believe we got two of these really messy HOHs in the same year. We had one in BB23. We're getting one now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dumpster fire of a rain, but the feeds are incredible. So it is fun to watch from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take some questions and then we'll talk about the live feeds. Okay. Talk about, look, these nominations were wild. I'm sure that there's nothing that wild that comes after Kyle's nominations. Okay. I'm sure that
was only the
busy part of the week. And then I'm sure it's smooth sailing after that. Yeah. Okay. Goldie was do all Big Brother players have a messy name twin out there? Could that be a season theme? Wow. Oh my God.
I mean, Wasn't there a show on CBS that was about celebrities finding some regular person who had their name, and there was a themed comp for a Big Brother season 2 mm-hmm. as well? So
I thought this was a fever dream. I forgot this existed until you just said this, Puya.
Yeah, so let's look at it. Do we think, I think the more important question is there someone that will be an improvement? Because I think a lot of people came into the season thinking Kyle Moore 2 was going to be an improvement upon last year's Kyle Moore. That's my question to you is, do you think there's going to be a better version of someone out there?
Oh, I think what happens is that you get the original version mm-hmm. and then every subsequent version is like that. Every subsequent copy, like a JPEG is
the multiplicity.
Lose.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Like it's going to degrade and mutate into messier and messier versions mm-hmm. of that name.
Yeah. We got to find the people with generic names.
Exactly. And just throw it. It's a full all Kyle season.
Mm-hmm. All Kyle Moore.
No.
Yeah. If you put 16 Kyles on a season, then that effect, that degrading effect, it'll be exponential. One of them will be the messiest player of all time, times mm-hmm. 16.
Okay.
Not Big Brother, Oops All Kyle.
Oops All Kyle. Well, Oops All Kyle Moore.
You want more Kyle Moore? We got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Kyle all the time.
Oh, boy. Okay. Captain Taco Face wants to know, does this HOH reign take the crown from Frenchie? Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I think we have to see what happens next.
It's in contention.
Yeah.
I think ultimately, you know, especially these last couple of years, we've been very outspoken about winning the first HOH, you can set yourself up gloriously to go the distance. So the fact that someone won the first HOH and did such a poor job, they went out next, is hard to overcome. Mm-hmm. But also, I would argue Kyle was in a very safe spot until he won this. So there's mm-hmm. definitely a chance, especially if he was going in, you know, I'm Kyle Moore 2.0, better, faster, stronger, and he somehow leaves next week in the same placement or same week as
whatever happened
last year's
happens.
Kyle Moore.
Yep. Yep.
Then you didn't really improve
destiny.
On that. So.
Final destination.
But I don't think so, ultimately.
Here's what I'll say. I think game-wise, it is worse than Frenchie's. Game-wise, it's messier. It's more ridiculous. The thing he has going for him is that he is not running around talking about, like I'm doing this for the women, for the people of color. I'm going after these meatheads. I think from a social standpoint, that in that sense, it's a little bit less messy.
This is all for him. Yeah,
there hasn't been any like false allyship stuff going on. So
okay, yeah. All right. This is from Kevin's Chocolate Frosty. From the
best, internet moves quick.
Best Wendy's date ever.
Best Wendy's date. Of all time.
Yeah, of all time. Why did Kyle put Steph on the block if his new target seemingly became Moose? Steph's name was thrown out by multiple house guests, so she seems more likely to leave if the nom stayed the same. And now Kyle has burned bridges with two allies. Was it just that he did not have a second nominee?
Oh, Rob. Here's how this happened. Please try to follow.
Yes.
Kyle was going to put up Steph and Betty. Then he decided he wanted to put up he was thinking about putting up Moose, right? But he was thinking about putting up Moose after the veto because the veto has been used a lot. People on the block have been winning. If you're going to take that shot at Moose, you want to make sure it lands. So if the veto goes well, then he'll put up Moose as a backdoor target and Moose will go home. But then he thought, wait a minute. Why am I putting Steph up at all if I'm going to put Moose up in the first place? Maybe I can not burn that bridge with Steph. And I cannot nominate Steph, and I'll just put Moose up before the veto. So he's thinking, okay, that's what I'll do. I won't burn the bridge with Steph. I'll put up Moose pre-veto, and it'll be Moose and Betty. That's the plan. So that became the new plan. But then he thought, wait a minute. Moose and Betty on the block. Betty's really bad at competitions. Moose is going to win that veto.
Yep.
How do I prevent Moose from winning that veto? Steph is good at competitions. I'm going to have to put Steph up on the block next to Moose so that he doesn't win the veto when I put him up. So that was the reason. And if you have successfully followed, then you'll see that he got to from point A to point, you know, B by going backwards through the alphabet. He really messed up there, because if he didn't want Moose to win the veto, he could have just not nominated Moose until after the veto. And if he wanted to nominate Moose before the veto to prevent himself from nominating Steph, then why would he then put up Steph next to Moose? Why wouldn't he wait until after the veto? It's very messy. And I think he forgot some of his reasoning along the way, and he was just taking a path and not looking back.
And also it's like when you're saying you're not going to burn that bridge and you've already told people that you're going to put them up. It's like, the bridge is like, you've already set a flame. Like, maybe it's not fully burnt, but you've already started the fire. Like, you might as well just go with it. There's only so much saving and, you know, repairing of bridges you can do. So you might as well just keep going.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay. Let's just keep going ourselves. Let's talk about what happens after the nominations, because that was only, what, Friday? Is it the same schedule as BBUS?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thursday night. Friday.
So we're on Monday. So this has been 3 days of Big Brother Canada since then. So a lot to unpack. Let's go ahead and bring in the live feed update for the rest of Kyle's HOH reign.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, you know, it's been, we're just chilling. Get ready to kick your feet up.
I'm going to kick my feet up.
And you know.
Chilling?
Yeah. We'll
having a frosty?
I'm just chilling. Eating my frosty.
Eat a frosty? And kick your feet up, because it's a nice, easy ride
from
here.
Get frozen.
We finally got a straightforward week after everything happened, right? So as I talked about this whole plan to prevent Moose from winning the veto, it didn't work.
Yeah,
because Moose won the veto. Moose is safe. Nobody's taking out the moose. It's not hunting season. The moose is good. Moose is not going anywhere. So Moose with the veto, Kyle's target did not land. Uh-oh. What do I do now? Okay. Well, good thing I have a backup, right? Sorry, Betty. I know I told you were going up on the block before, and then I blindsided you at the nominations and didn't put you up, but this time I am going to be putting you up. Am I your target? I'm not going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I am your target. I'm not going to say. So, okay. Looks like Betty's going up, Rob. It's not looking good.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be Betty versus Steph.
But yes. This is reasonable because at least he already had Betty thinking that he might put her up. So that's a bridge that already caught some fire. So the reasonable thing is, like, you know, put up someone that already thought they were at risk of going up.
No more bridges being burned. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. No more bridges being burned.
All right.
But yeah. Rob,
but
then something happened.
What?
Josh.
Yeah.
Kicked his feet up.
I'm going to kick my feet up.
He kicked his feet up. And Marty was talking to Kyle, and Marty has been pushing for Josh to go up all week long.
Yeah. And he's here to play Big Brother.
Yeah, he is. And you know, then Marty won safety from Canada. Marty is Canada's chosen one. And we know that Kyle loves Canada. He loves being Canada's chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And
Canada's
so,
boy. Yeah.
Yeah. When Marty went to Kyle and was like, "Hey, I'm kind of feeling left out. Kind of feeling like you're not listening to my ideas. Why are we not putting up Josh? He's a big threat. He came in second place in this veto. He was very close. We know how well he did in the first HOH. Why are we not putting up Josh? Canada backs me, Kyle." And Kyle said, "You know what? You're right, Marty. Josh is a huge threat.
Yeah. We both have outfits from winners.
Exactly.
We dress the same.
Twinning and winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, twinners.
I've got to put Josh on the block." So that became the plan. But Kyle needed to make sure he had the numbers to do it. So he rounded up all of the people that he felt like he could get. And he made sure that he had 6 votes. So Gino, Jace, Herman, Kevin, Helena, and who do they think they have as their 6th? I don't even remember at this point. Somebody. I don't think they counted Jess. I have it in my notes. It's not super important because most of them are lying. So he thinks he has the votes to take out Josh. And he's going to go ahead and tell Josh, "I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the block." And Josh was like, "That's dumb." And he's like, "Yeah, but not really." And so...
His catchphrase, yeah.
And so he also tells Betty, "So Betty, I'm actually not going to put you on the block. I know I told you I was going to put you on the block. I'm actually not going to put you on the block this time again." I forgot Marty in the votes that they were counting. So that's what he did. He put Josh up on the block next to Steph. But as things stand, Steph should have the votes to stay. Part of the problem, though, is that this house is in such disarray at this point. The retreat was demolished. The 7 is demolished. Honey Bunch is gone. Gino has told Summer, "Sorry, I am voting out a Honey Buncher. I'm voting out Josh." And so this house is in complete disarray. There's a new alliance that's forming called the Rebel Rejects that consists of Kevin, Helena, Summer, Tanisha, Herman, and Josh. But Kevin and Herman don't trust each other. The reason being, both of them are trying to stay good with Kyle so that he doesn't turn around and nominate them. And so both of them think that the other one is secretly working with the guys while also trying to work with Summer and Tanisha and the rest of them. And so neither of them trust each other. Both of them think that their votes to keep Steph. And there's a big old mess happening on the other side of the house that this miscommunication is not being resolved. Despite that, Josh should be staying this week, and Kyle at this time does not know it, but we will see how the rest of the week plays out.
Okay. This is fun, right?
I mean, Rob, did
fun
you...
Fun is a word.
Yeah, you kept up with
Send
everything?
Send help somebody!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see how this goes, but I think especially with the renom of Josh now... Kyle has pretty much put himself in a position where unless his ally wins next week in the form of Marty, Gino, maybe like one or two other people. Yeah.
Kevin.
He's touching that block. He's 100% going to end up on that block. And he did this to himself. I genuinely think he would have been fine if he had not won the HOH or just gone after Betty. Like everyone would have expected him to.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people. He's lost Helena, Kevin, Jess, all 3 of them, those middle people. Herman is ranting about him, like, this kid, oh my God. Summer, as we've seen, is ranting about him. Tanisha is out on him. Moose obviously is out on him at this point. Steph is like clinging to him because she feels like he's her best chance to stay. Unfortunately for her, she doesn't realize that that is not the case. But even if she did stay, I'm sure she would not be excited to work with Kyle moving forward. So yeah, it's not looking great.
And they've all had to like pay lip service to Kyle up until today, basically, because
they didn't want to go
everyone's like, I say the wrong thing and my ass is going up. Now the noms for the week are settled. People can finally start having like honest conversations with each other about how they feel about Kyle, what they want to do with the vote, without fear of their own ass going on the block. So hopefully we get to see where that shakes out by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, this was a great week of Big Brother.
It was a ride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It should have been a boring one, but you know, when things come in, when you least expect it, that's when they're the sweetest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's also still Monday. Like, I mean, I know there's only so much that Kyle can do now, but it's like, the week is like only really like half over.
Right. Well, that's the thing is that last week we had talked about it and Taryn had mentioned, you know, this HOH will set up the rest of the season. I now think this mess has kind of reset the house. Now this week will set up the rest of the season, potentially, depending on who gets
his last word.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we probably need two. We probably need two more HOHs to start solidifying something like solidly. Like one will set it up and then the other will solidify it. So we are definitely in, you know, messy, stirred pot waters.
Which is very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Throw that pot, Poppy.
Yeah. Okay. It's mushy like cooked broccoli out there. Okay.
In a hot salad.
Cooking broccoli to mushiness? You're doing it wrong.
Okay. All right. Anything else BB can tonight?
Okay, so one thing. So the first night of feeds, we learned that Kyle had said, you know, I watched BB Can 9 last year. Then I went back, watched 7, 6, 5, 4. Then I watched 1. So he had missed 2 and 3, right? I love the idea that Big Brother just spoiled who won BB Can 2 for him.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I don't know if it's true, if he had seen it.
You think
it,
he's going to be watching a lot of old seasons when he gets out of the house?
Well, definitely not now. Especially after this. I think one check on Twitter, I think Kyle's like, listen, but podcasting though, like what was Big Brother? I don't remember that. I don't know her. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's talk about what's coming up here on RHAP. All right, we're going to kick off Tuesday with a Tuesday morning update. Taryn's going to be joined by Isaiah to go over everything that's going on in the Big Brother Canada house tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Be sure to be there for that. Or, of course, you can be subscribed to our Big Brother podcast feed to not miss any of the action. And then on Tuesday night, Taryn is going to be live with Melissa, Denny, and Amon for the Stock Watch. Should be a wild week, Taryn.
Yeah.
Volatility in the market.
Definitely the...
Jay's market crashed.
So the market has crashed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tomorrow morning should be interesting. We got more Betty and Kevin drama, which has really blown up. So we can talk about that. And then tomorrow night, as I mentioned, if you want the full kind of rundown of like where we got from the beginning to now on Kyle's reign, King Kyle, that should be a good time. Plus the ratings. Definitely don't want to miss the roundtable. I'm sure Amon has plenty to say as well. So this should be a fun week of podcasts.
Okay. Check that out. Tuesday night, what time is it live?
8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern. Then, of course, on Wednesday, after we get done with Survivor Know-It-Alls, catch Taryn and Asia recapping a Wednesday night edition of Big Brother Canada. That is not live, but will be up on Wednesday night. Of course, I will be live with more Survivor 42, week number 2, featuring many Canadian players here in season 42 of Survivor. Join us for the Survivor Know-It-Alls after a 1-hour episode, 9:15 p.m. Eastern time, coming up on Wednesday night for Survivor Know-It-Alls. Okay. Of course, we have a lot for the patrons of Rob's Podcast, including a brand new show, Survivor Academy, where we are taking a deeper look at every episode of Survivor. Consider me your personal Survivor instructor, where we examine every move that happens in as it pertains to new Survivor players and what they need to be thinking about as they are planning to play in future editions of Survivor. Okay. We are really taking a look at what it will take for you if you are a future contestant of Survivor. Plus, everything else with our Patreon podcast feed. We make it easy for you to watch everything with Big Brother Canada and Australian Survivor, much more in our Patreon group, robswebsite.com/patron. And then, of course, check out all of our Survivor coverage each week at robhasawebsite.com/survivorfeed. All right. And of course, Puya, today, 90 Day Fiance. Which Gino had a better week, Puya?
I think he's muted.
Puya is muted. We can't hear Puya. So he will say that, Rob, I have to say that we didn't see Big Brother Canada Gino. We did see this idiot. I will say that
the 90 Day Gino is bad. So BB Can Gino every day, any day, any minute wins over this Gino.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. All right. And then Jenny, you and I broke down the finale of Joe Millionaire.
We said toodle pips to Joe Millionaire.
Yes.
It was a great time. It was what a journey it was.
What a ride for Joe Millionaire. But if you love the Joe Millionaire podcast, that if you listen, you already know we have some good news coming because that Jenny and I are going to be keeping the Thursday podcast going as we are going to be beginning weekly coverage this week of Beyond the Edge on Beyond the Edge.
That's right. Ooh. Beyond the Edge and Joe Millionaire, very similar shows. So it was the natural progression.
Yes, two shows. We don't really know how you win.
Yeah.
We don't really know what's going on, but we will be there to cover Beyond the Edge every step of the way. I have some great guests with us along the way for Beyond the Edge. And then Taryn got to join us on Nothing But Netflix to talk about The Adam Project, Taryn's new favorite movie of all time.
I was very worked up, Rob. It's, I was very worked up.
Taryn, what did you enjoy more, The Adam Project or Kyle's HOH?
What are you doing to me, Rob?
Yeah. Which had a more unbelievable premise and plot?
I think ultimately it was the dogs.
We're both dogs. We're dogs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this dog.
That was the climax of the Adam Project, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a very specific take on the Adam Project.
Yes.
So make sure you tune in to find out.
And we had a lot of fun on the podcast talking about Ryan Reynolds' new Netflix film, The Adam Project. Okay. And then, Taryn, what's coming up on The Taryn Show?
Speaking of Survivor, I had the chance to talk with Tyson for the latest episode of The Taryn Show. Very exciting. I always wanted to.
It's a tough interview to get.
I think if I was trying to do it right now, I probably wouldn't be able to. So
busy podcasting, think, Big Brother. Yeah.
Yes. So that should be a good one. Make sure you tune in for Tyson if you're a fan of Survivor or other CBS shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Check out Tyson Apostle on The Taryn Show. And then Puya, I was listening a little bit to the opening of the Masked Singer kickoff podcast.
Yeah, we had a good time with it, Rob. As far as this season goes, they've changed the format up a little bit. We've had to change the podcast format a little bit. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun so far with Liana and I. Definitely come find us. We talk like 40% Masked Singer, 50% Liana being inappropriate, and 10% me trying to get us back on course. So that's kind of the recipe you will get over there.
Okay. All right. Good recipe on the Masked Singer wrap up, of course. And I told you already about everything going on over on Patreon. Okay. Robswebsite.com /patron. And then, of course, make sure you subscribe to Rob has a podcast, robhaswebsite.com/subscribe, and follow us on social media as well. Jenny, what's coming up for you?
You said it, Rob. We're going beyond the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what that means for us, mm-hmm. but I'm ready.
Yeah.
I think we're holding hands.
We're getting close.
Shutting our eyes.
Yes.
Getting to the edge.
Yes.
And then from there, I don't know what happens, but I'm very excited.
We don't know what'll happen.
So, we'll be kicking that off later this week. And, very glad to be continuing our weekly chats,
mm-hmm.
And nonsense. And aside from that, just kind of looking to see where this Big Brother Canada season goes. It's a lot of fun right now. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Follow me on Twitter @JennyAutumn.
All right. Great job tonight, Jenny Autumn. Puya, how about for you?
Aside from the two projects, as far as 90 Day and The Masked Singer goes, you can find me over on Post Show Recaps talking about Bel Air with Chappelle.
Bel Air
Direct?
We had
a good time with that. No insurance there, but what I can guarantee you about this podcast, it's a good listen. So definitely come check us out there. We have a good time with it. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I do stream there 3-4 times a week. And on Twitter @Puyaism for any of my Big Brother musings.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great job tonight, Puya. And Taryn.
Find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching all of these episodes live with all of you, Big Brother Canada and Survivor, here on Wednesday. Check out all the Big Brother podcasts. Check out the Survivor Stockwatch podcast, the Taryn Show. Find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Check out the Raised by Wolves podcast. We're coming to a close on season 2 very shortly. Make sure you eat the fruit and join us there. It's a good time. Check out the Nothing But Netflix and subscribe to all the things. Why aren't you subscribed?
All right.
If you look at that button and it's not subscribed instead of subscribe, then I don't know what you're doing because Jerped disapproves.
Yeah. Okay. Listen.
On our anniversary. Come on.
How dare you?
You let us down, non-subscribers. least that you could do. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight. We'll be back with more Big Brother Canada all week long. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.